And I'm going to start out with two verses in chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, which is 17 and 18. So let's read those. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. So, let's define some terms first. What is glory? Well, when you look it up in the Greek word doxa means splendor, brightness, superbness, magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, grace, majesty. Even the absolute perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ that portrays His character according to Thayer. A most glorious condition, most exalted state with God, the Father in heaven, to which Christ was raised after He had achieved His work on earth. Now, if you can contemplate that and think for just one short minute, that's what God wants us to be. That's what we're talking about here in these two verses. But there are differences in glories. So it could be because it says from glory to glory. So what glory? From what glory? I just explained to the glory that He wants us to be. But from what glory? Well, when you look in the Scriptures, we see that all glories are not equal. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40. There are also heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. And when you read the Scriptures all the way through, we learn that we all have a glory. Everybody has a glory. Everything has a glory. Proverbs tells us that the glory of you young men is your strength. Us old guys like Luke and I and Coop, we're all same age. It says, a gray head is crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. And you notice that I left you out of that, Bill. Yeah, well, you get our age, you won't have anything left. But you realize that there's even a comparison of glories in the Old and the New Covenant. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And it says this in verse 7. But if the ministry of death... Don't you love that? Ministry of death? And letters engraved on stones came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was. How shall the ministry of the Spirit fail to be even more with glory? For if the ministry of condemnation has glory, much more does the ministry of righteousness abound in glory. For indeed what had glory in this case has no glory on account of the glory that surpasses it. For if that which fades away was with glory, much more that which remains is in glory. Now, I don't know, but if you really contemplate that, when we're talking about going from glory to glory, the glory that we are going to receive is much greater than the glory which we had, to the point that it totally is going to fade away. It's totally gone, as if it had no glory. You know, when John the Baptist said, he said that he must decrease and Christ must increase, right? Didn't he say that? You see, that's the same way it is with us. We must decrease so Christ can increase in our life. See, what glory that you brought to the table is going to totally dissipate. It's going to be like it wasn't even there. Brother Gene and I was just back there talking.